It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Well, once again, it is an absolute delight to be able to turn on this little handheld digital voice recorder and point it generally in my direction and then generally in the direction of Jerry Brenneman, the director of all things Evangel Home. And Jerry, we're in your office. And it's shortly after the new year as we record. And boy, God is so good. And what a delightful time. You know, we had through the holidays, stories to be told, lives being changed. We sure enjoyed having Rod Davison in here last year, hearing about the church that he leads up there in the mountains. But today, heading into the new year, we want to have a heart-to-heart with the folks who care about what's going on here. Let's briefly recap, in case we have new people out there. What is covered under the blanket of Evangel Home Ministries? Why don't you take a couple of minutes and just give a very general overview of the crisis shelter, the programs, the nursery, this counseling. And we'll stay concise because we got some place to go, but just an educational few moments.
So the most important thing covered under the blanket is approximately the 25 women and 20 children who are usually here. But the blanket is pretty big, and it stretches about half of our block down here on North Yosemite in beautiful downtown Fresno, as you like, and beautiful soon-to-be hopping downtown Fresno. There's a lot of stuff happening down here.
Yeah, there's a growth and an awareness of things popping.
I've always thought, if nothing else, one of our greatest marketing tacks could be the cool homeless shelter, because we are kind of in a cool part of town right now. And it's like, whoa, pretty soon we're going to be in prime property. So that's kind of fun. That's, you know, I've always been very adamant about wanting this home and this shelter to be in a neighborhood, because our women need to learn that. So we do have half a city block. And as you and I record in my office, we're in the crisis home. And that is the point of entry, the pink door that we talk about fondly now, for so many of our women and kids, that for whatever reason, they need help. And again, one of Evangel Home's strengths is that we don't specialize. We specialize in allowing God to change lives, but we don't specialize in what kind of lives those are. And so we might at any one time in here have women that simply have no money, women who are homeless because they've made bad choices, women who are homeless because they lost a job. However you can get homeless, at some point we'll have that person in here. And for a lot of them, they can stay here about a month, and that's enough time. They find an apartment. Maybe they don't really need as much help as others do, and they'll move on. Others will apply for our Crossroads program. That's the apartments next door. It's three wings of separate apartments, 13 individual units. And compared to the crisis home, which a woman comes in, the person on duty does the intake, screens them, and basically makes the call about if they get to stay. The Crossroads program is hard, and it takes the women here apply, but then it's like a month-long process just of evaluation, counseling, attending classes, and we don't let everybody into those apartments because some women are only looking for an apartment. And that's a program, and it's a strict, structured program, a little more freedom than if they were at boot camp, but still it is very strict, very structured, and when you compare to what many of these women have had or have never had, they've basically never had self-discipline. Now, you and I have talked, Jim, so many, what classes do they love? Boundaries. They've also not learned to set their own boundaries, and so it's just, you know, full speed ahead all the time. You crash, you get up full speed ahead all the time. You never really have any direction.
Yeah, we've referred to it over the years as a nine-month-long life skills training program, chapel attendance, but all these classes that help prepare the women then for re-entry into productive society. And so it's pretty serious work. Yeah. So you can't risk taking up space for someone who wants to change to provide for a woman who's just looking for a place to stay tonight.
We then have to constantly be on saying, why didn't you do this, or you missed this appointment, or It's a tricky business staff is in because we are not babysitters for the women. And yet many of them really need their hands held for a long time because they've never had that poured into them. So that becomes our job.
So then we have the garden, which is primarily alternative sentencing.
And more drug rehab. Again, some of the women in the crisis home who've had long-term issues do much better if they put themselves in that program. The catch for us is that we don't take children there. Rosalina, call 17. I bet we all heard that. That was the garden as soon as we started talking about it. That was Patty Jennings on the intercom. The garden is a house in the middle of the block. Six women live there. And that one is like boot camp. That is very strict structured, and those women basically don't get to move without supervision. We have the counseling center, which is also opening to the community, and we have daycare here on campus. And we have Community Connection, which is our graduates that also live in the apartments. And at this point, everyone is probably thoroughly confused. But
well, let me just briefly recap. We have the crisis shelter, women and women who are homeless with their children. Some of them then apply for the Crossroads program if they are committed to change, and that's an application process, an interview and test, and 9 months long. Then there is also the garden, which is primarily alternative sentencing, although some from the crisis home can go there too because of the increased accountability and a higher enforced discipline and regimen. The counseling program are women and their families can come and get free counseling, and it's also available to other people in the community.
Yes.
And the Community Connection is the transition then from the garden or Crossroads back into society.
And that's another year. And one of the people we recently spoke with, Brittany, is just a perfect example of all of those programs, because she was in the garden. She graduated. She went into Community Connection. So she is still with us in that phase and exploring going to school or working.
So what we want to come to today was, first of all, just recap what goes on here, the programs that God has made available to help women. We'd like to change one woman in 1,000 ways rather than 1,000 women in one way. And it's really comprehensive, life-changing tools that are made available to the women who want to change. We asked two things primarily from the community, from those who know who we are and believe God is at work here. First of all, prayer. We really need to be on our supporters' prayer list because this is warfare. We are in the heart of downtown Fresno. This is not an affluent group of people walking the streets and diving into garbage cans in the alley at night. There was somebody out there when I arrived this morning. This is warfare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the scripture is very plain about ministering to the least of these and et cetera. And the other thing is obviously finances, because without the resources, this all comes to a grinding halt. And our friends have been so faithful over the years and responding to God's call on their lives. Now, times have been a little harder the last few years for most of us in our households. So the discretionary giving kind of has to, it gets pulled down because we got bills to pay. And everybody understands that. But in recent history, in this last year, it's been very difficult here at the home. You talk about the numbers.
Okay. 2013 was tough, and we always go into the final quarter of each year fully expectant and hopeful that this will pull us up, and then we can enter the new year with a little cushion. That did not happen in 2013. December probably was our lowest December in about 15, or say our fourth lowest. I don't have those figures right in front of me. Our fourth lowest in about 15 years, and you know, that's tough because, Jim, we think of everything we can possibly think of to do to cut expenses and to get new donors. And then still you go into December knowing always, because that's tradition, churches and ministries, it always pulls you up. This year it didn't. And so I sat down, our listening friends now are really the first ones to even hear me as I sort of practice my words, you know, what I'm going to say in my letter. our donors will be receiving a letter asking to help us at least boost. We were down about 20%. 2012, I think our total income was about $723. Last year, our total income was about $600,000. So that's a big chunk for us to be down. And yet, how do you praise God only when things are good?
Exactly.
You know, and that's sort of, that really just lightens my step when I think of that. And I've lived long enough now that I see it. It is so easy when everything is good, money is pouring in, women are well-behaved, staff is all healthy, you can say, wow, God is really at work. Well, what about when money isn't pouring in and staff isn't healthy and we have got some real problems with the women? Does that mean he's not at work? Does that mean we do not praise him now? We don't celebrate him now, but only when we feel good? Uh-uh. And so that's been really very clarifying to me, that we praise God. When we believe in God, we praise him, period.
Yeah.
Because he still keeps his promises, no matter what our little tiny glimpse might be right now, what our perspective might be. He's still keeping his promises. He's still at work. We don't quite know what his ultimate plan is, but yeah, we praise him anyway.
Yeah.
And I think, okay, we were down in December. It was a disappointing month, but now we're in January, and now we praise God for what he still will do, but we need some help to pay the bills.
Right. And this is informational only, because we know there are listeners, our friends out there, love what goes on here. They realize it's making a critical difference in this community. It is a niche marketplace, but it's making a huge difference. And we talk about the ripples. The pebble lands in the water here. Lives are changed, and those lives impact others who impact others who impact others who impact others. Families, business, workplaces, on and on.
And that's what our donors, our friends do also. Right. They are also pebbles.
Yeah.
In fact, we use Pebble Power. If people go to our website, evangelhome.org, there's a little logo in the top right-hand corner that says Team Evangel. If you click on that, you see a pebble that says Pebble Power, because your $10 also creates a big ripple.
Yeah. So we're running short of time, believe it or not. And, you know, if you listen to us, friends, we don't hound people for money. We decided we have a need, and we'd like to present you the opportunity to meet that need. It will bless you. It will equip us and bless you. It's a win-win. So now you have the information you need. Jerry, we're out of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
It's always a delight to sit and share, my sister. My listening friend, thank you for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or online evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.